Pulp MX Network production.
Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to develop the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine, porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Check out our 2024 roster of Maximus Volan, Seth Hamaker, Levi Kitchen, Cameron McAdoo, and Austin Forkner. Visit ProCircuit.com for more information on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Benny. First race back, Colt Nichols beats you. You come in at the 10th, right? Like career best for Beta. Everybody's
career
happy.
Best.
Career best for Beta.
Yeah, watch it.
And then you know, he comes in and beats you. No, I'm kidding. But at some point, okay. First of all, can we talk about that turn in practice? What was up with that?
Fuck that turn. No, I crashed in it three times. Almost crashed in it a fourth time. Actually, a fifth time because I almost crashed in it in the main. I don't know. It was out to get me, yeah. I guess. I don't know. Yes, Colt beat me. I beat him in the heat race, which is positive, I guess.
No, the mains are what count.
But I, you know, to be fair, he did start significantly better than me.
Yeah. So did you crash or something? Because there's a huge gap between you and Colt at some point.
Well, I was kind of there, like not like right on him, but like I could like kind of see him. And then as soon as I got lapped, that was gone.
Yeah.
So. I had some sketchy moments out there.
Yeah, for a tamer track, it seemed like you guys had some, like a lot of riders had some close ones.
Dude, them transitions in the two rhythm sections were so nasty. Yeah. I saw the light in the rhythm after the rollers,
okay. And
I skimmed the tough blocks in the other rhythm, which was awesome, really.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you want to do,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, no,
yeah.
Track was gnarly.
Right.
Is what it is.
No, whoops. How'd you like the waves?
Stupid. I don't ever want to see that again in a Supercross. Build us some woots. I went up to the...
Joy of 10th last week to this week. What a transition.
Hey, I mean, we were 14th.
Yeah.
It ain't the worst.
Right.
It's my second best of the season.
Yeah, there you go.
So, you know, it is what it is. I feel like I had some good speed today, which is good.
Right.
How about the fact that I come off the track and... a monster girl walks by. She's all dirty.
Yeah.
So then they show me a video of her getting smoked down the line.
Unbelievable.
It's ridiculous. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, you definitely need to talk to him.
Think she's okay?
I mean, she was walking away.
Yeah,
yeah,
but all right, yeah.
I just, why was she in the track? That's
Supercross, catch the fever.
Crazy. Yeah. It's not like it was like we did the start, did a 180 right into where she was at.
And from what I understand, it's a veteran that gets to hold the board. It's not just some... girl for the first time. Like if you hold the board, you got to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So that was weird. So I got to the bottom of that too.
Yeah, that's strange. I don't know, man.
Right, we'll see you in Indy, Triple Crown.
Ooh, yay.
All right, Seth, look, from LCQ to podium, you'll take it, right? I mean, imagine when you were locked in bikes together in the heat race, if they told, hey, you're going to get third tonight, you would have took it?
Definitely. Yeah. I was, I didn't know how the day was going to go after that, but I just kept my cool, kept my calm and focused on what I needed to, and I had a good team around me to like help me focus on that, and that was the racing, and yeah, I was able to execute a pretty good start in the LCQ, and then win that, and then from the outside in the main, like
I was gonna say, were you inside or outside?
Outside, I was like four from the outside, and I had a good jump, not as good as LCQ, but and not to take anything away from the guys in the LCQ, but there's better starters in the main, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So like that was a thing, and I think they just had a better. More equal jump than me on the on that inside, and I was still able to squeak around though, like seventh, so it wasn't too bad.
So Deegs in the main, he got a jump on you, but then went way far outside, right? Like it looked like he got the jump for that gate, and then you snuck on the inside.
Yeah, we were right next to each other, and then he got a little bit better of a jump, and I just kind of kept my wheel a little bit inside of him, and was able to push him out. But
You caught Cameron a little bit by the end. Last week you caught him about midway, and then he pulled away. This week you caught him near the end a little bit. A few more laps might have got a little interesting.
Yeah, I think maybe, but I did feel really good at the end. And my mechanic put like four laps to go and ended up being three. But like either way, it was like if the position was there for me to take it, I was going to. But the track was getting pretty squirrely at the end.
Yeah.
so I didn't want to take too many chances. But like I said, if it was there, obviously pounce on it. But if not, I'll settle for the podium.
What did you see from that heat race start? Like, honestly, at first I thought you went into him, and then I watched the replay, and he cut over. Yeah. Well, how'd you take it?
Yeah, so obviously we're all charged in there, and Bennett, like, he had a jump on me on the – he was on the left of me, and he, like, slowed up, and I didn't really – wasn't expecting that. So I, like, had to dodge him because we're going really fast. It's hard to slow down. And then I dodged him, and then Deegan had a jump on that outside and was closing on that inside. So nothing I would have changed. It was just, like, an unfortunate situation, really. And then Deegan's like, what are you doing? But I'm like, dude, like, I'm not – that's the last thing I want to do is take myself down than anybody else, especially on the start. It's already dangerous enough, so like, I don't know, like, yeah, we're all out there trying to get to the first corner. So
good job, man.
Thank you.
All right, Mitchell Harrison, Birmingham. They built a tame track, but except the softness of the dirt and everything, you guys, yeah, nothing but tame out there.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, we looked at it and we were like, wow, this could be easy. Like, no whoops. Like, never seen that ever. Like, even San Francisco had whoops and it was mud. But yeah, it was soft. It was so techy. Like I was saying, it's just you pick a rut, and sometimes you might endo, and sometimes you'll come out really good. But it was pretty fun. I had a great time. My bike was running great.
Yeah. You qualified well, I think, too, right?
Yeah, 20th.
Okay, I thought it was a little better. Yeah.
I think in the first one it was better. It's just stacked. Like it's like tense.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he raced straight into the main. That was a first in the 450, and then a top 15, which is where I think I'm at right now. So you got to be in the mains and learn from those guys to get better, right?
Yeah, it seemed like it was one of those races where, like, I know it was misting kind of bad up maybe the second half. So one of those races that looked like a survival a little bit by the end?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could still push.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it was one of those survival tracks. It was like you could still push. Like, okay. I was in battles like the entire time, and like I had to go or else I was going to get passed. So there was missing a little bit, I think, in the middle. So I just took all my tear offs off.
Did I see you and Benny kind of going at it for a bit? Or was it
for a second? Okay. But he pulled away from me.
Okay,
he's riding really good right now, so that's good. All right. Yeah.
All right. Well, good job, man. Yeah, out of the heat is impressive. So thanks, man.
Yep. Thank you.
All right, Chance Hymus. Hey, man, it's been a tough start for you. Speed, tough start. But tonight, look, the thing was swole, but better race tonight.
Yeah, definitely a step in the right direction. Just kind of fighting a little bit of body issues, and then obviously. Haven't really been practicing, just trying to heal up. So lacking a little bit of bike time, but honestly, like this weekend, I felt kind of back to normal. Yeah. Definitely a step in the right direction. Had a little go in with swole a little bit. I mean, it is what it is. I mean,
he told me it was for the heat race. Now, I missed both of them, so I didn't see either one.
Yeah, I what he did to me, I basically did the same thing to him in the heat race. Right, so okay. Same corner and everything. So
we're even.
Yeah, we're even. Right. Yeah, so.
Yeah, you tore your ACL again, which sucks.
Yeah.
So not much practicing and just trying to racing, that's got to be a hard deal?
Yeah, not really that. I mean, I had a little practice crash the other week and kind of just banged up the body a little bit. But right now I'm back to normal, I feel like. Yep. So this next week I'll get back on the normal schedule, back practicing and testing, so.
Right. And with the ACL thing, it's one of those things, like, you can go for years without it, right, without doing anything, and then sometimes it maybe could come to bite you, I guess?
Yeah, kind of. So, like, I had a problem with it at Detroit, but I also had a little bit of a bone bruise, too, so that sometimes is almost worse than breaking a bone sometimes, so. Yeah. But honestly, like, knock on wood, it's been pretty good, so luckily I haven't had too many issues with it, so just, little extra precautions, making sure it's rubbed out right and taping it here and there, so. No, it's luckily, knock on wood, it's been good.
Yeah.
So,
crazy coast, man. This has been like, we got a little bit of everything. We got drama, we got takeouts, it's been a nutty coast, the East Coast.
Yeah, it's been pretty action packed, that's for sure.
Yeah.
but it's for me, it's a little, my incident with swole is something new for me. I haven't encountered that. So when I got hit back, I was like, I had that one coming, but I mean, all in all, it's pretty fun. It's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, no, it is for us too. Well, hey, look, the speed's there, and I got a feeling podium's coming for you. So thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, Jay Coop, did you have a front row seat for that Monster Girl hit? And did you see all that?
Oh yeah, Cooper hit her, and I was in third. So
that's what I'm saying. Like, were you just like?
I was like, is Coop going down?
Yeah.
I was like,
thanks, man.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, what just happened?
Right.
Like
right.
I couldn't believe my eyes.
Yeah. Well, hey, good race for you. I mean, I'm sure you want to stay on the box. It was up there. But, like, I feel like it's all just, like, a learning steps and you're getting better. Like, is that something to be confident about?
Yeah, I mean, I had the podium spot, but, you know, it's also important to learn, like, you know, running in that pace, and can't really expect to hold on to it, you know, the first time I'm up there. So it was just cool to be in that position to, you know, battle those guys and, you know, kind of go back and forth with them and just, you know, keep an eye on the leaders and, you know, where they're at. It was good.
Yeah, you qualified well, and, like, yeah, you were just in the mix, right? And then, like, next week you'll be like, hey, I can do this again, right? You and Chase had a nice little battle. He got you. He made a mistake. He got him back. And then I didn't see where he got you again.
Yeah, I don't even remember. Okay. We went back and forth a few times. But, yeah, it was tough. The track was breaking down a lot. He was making mistakes. I was making mistakes. And, yeah, I think that's how I got passed for third, actually. I missed the on-off, and that kind of did it for me. But, yeah, those guys were really pushing me. I was kind of looking at the board to see who it was. I knew there was two of them. And I could see them flip-flopping positions behind me, so I was like a new attacker every lap. So.
Like, something's coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I heard from somebody that you're a lot of times the fastest guy during the week, you know, at the Goat Farm, so that's cool, right?
Yeah, I've been riding really well this season. Finally taking it from the practice track to the races. Me and Coop, we push each other, I feel like, harder during the practice days than at the races. I think the practice motors are tougher at the farm.
Oh, really?
We're high intensity, and we're pushing each other, and, you know, it's been good. Like, training, we've been pushing each other. I feel like for the last 6 months we've been so close, and it's good. Like, there's not a day where, like, one's really good and, like, you know, the other one's way behind. It's like someone's pushing each other at all times. So,
you know, when I was a mechanic on Yamaha, Ferry and Villeman could match Reed a lot during the week, or sometimes Villeman would be faster, and then Chad's ability to pick up a track on a Saturday was really what separated him. And I'd sit there and be like, what happened to, and I, like, Coop's a veteran, like, do you notice that too?
Yeah, he's definitely got the experience there. And well, like, in the main, where I was kind of trailing him, I was pretty close to him for, I would say, 2 seconds behind him for like half the race, and then he just kept chugging along, and I felt like I kind of got mentally fatigued and, like, was kind of falling back and starting to play defense with those two, but he kind of just kept chugging along, and that's what I got to learn. I think he has the ability to suffer really, really well, and not that I don't, just got to get used to it.
Well, good thing, man. Good job tonight. You're slowly getting better. It's a cool story here, man. Keep it up. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, Jets and Lawrence, good job, man. Tough track. Like, they made it easy, but the dirt was pretty tough, and I can't help but think probably late in the race your Dallas thing came to your mind, and you're like, hey, just bring this thing home.
Yeah, no, it's very easy when you're out front like that and have a bit of a gap. It's very easy to mentally wander off, kind of thing.
Yep.
But I think one thing that helped this track was so mentally challenging with the ruts and trying to stay perfect. I think it helped me stay focused for longer. And no, I'm definitely happy to walk away with that.
Yeah.
So in your mind, you're like, hey, man, just, yeah, like, whatever. Like, his coupe did close up a little bit, but yeah, I mean, you kind of had it in control.
Yeah, I felt like I had it fairly into control. I was just making sure I could get a gap on Cooper so I have a bit of a safety bumper in the end. I know Coop's lethal in those last 5 to 4 minutes in the race, so he does some pretty good damage there. So I was just trying to keep him at bay, but no, thankfully we had a 4-5 second we had a 5 second gap, I think, at one stage, and he started to chip away at it a bit, but I was kind of just trying to maintain it. So yeah,
anything change between the heat and the main other than a start? Like, did you do any bike changes or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. No, nothing different in between the heat or main. Just kind of just probably gate pick, really.
It's funny because one of those things about the start, like, we've seen your victories, the starts work. But then last week in Daytona, there was no start there, and you made it happen. Did that feel pretty good, I guess, because that was sort of the thing people were talking?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I prefer getting a hole shot because it makes my life easier. But no, last weekend, I definitely had to work for it, but I think it was definitely on a good track for me to try and do that. So was definitely a cool confident booster, but no, we have to still keep our head on straight and because we still have a lot more rounds.
How hard do you work on starts? Like, I've kind of heard some things that you do a lot of start work, a lot of great work, tires, sprockets, all that stuff. How much do you do?
I mean, it just kind of depends what we're going into that. Like, this weekend we kind of did a little bit more mud starts that we practiced just in case it was going to be raining and that stuff. So I didn't really do any dry starts, so my starts to be that pretty decent tonight was definitely good. But yeah, no, we definitely look at starts because with these guys, the starts are very important because everyone is so close in speed. So starting up there is definitely a big key in having a successful race for sure.
First time I talked to you all year. You having fun? Look, you've had some booing, you've had some crashes, you've had some great wins. It's been a little bit of everything for you rookie season. You having fun?
Yeah, I'm having fun. I mean, we're doing good now. We have red plates. So, I mean, yeah, all that stuff that's happened, I think it's all been learning. The booing's booing. I mean, that's just people's opinion. They ain't going to change me and change who what I'm a thing. I'm going to still go out there. So, I'm going to make me stop racing.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's just people kind of with their heads not screwed on straight. So,
and I feel like you've had some crashes, but then you've had some dominant wins. It's been a little thing of everything for you, rookie 450 season.
Yeah, no, the crashes definitely weren't ideal. It's just small things learning. Like my crash at A2 that I can think of in that last main. We looking back at it, we end up kind of going down that maybe it was actually a tire pressure thing where we went down to because. Yep. I felt, dude, I don't feel like I got that triple that bad in, like when I jumped it. But looking back, we're thinking, because we used to run really low tire pressure. So I used to run a 11.5 in the front, and which is the next lowest on Dunlop was Chase, and he was 13.5. So we did some tire testing during that next week and was looking at it. The person who actually kind of helped us with that was Dylan Ferendez. He's like, hey, you guys, like, try some tires. Because when we go back and watch it now, it's like, yeah, my front, like, went down. And just shot awkwardly. So it's been good learning for me this year, for sure.
Well, hey, great job tonight. Fantastic. Red plate. Stretch out your points lead. See you at Triple Crown next week, man.
Yep. Thank you.
Cool. All right. Cameron McAdoo. Another race on the box. Closer to the points lead, you know, again. Still, you didn't have it. But, yeah, you'll take it.
Yeah, I'm stoked on, honestly, just how everything's going. Like, I'm enjoying every race. I'm enjoying where we're at. I'm stoked to, you know, have another second. I want to win really bad, obviously. We need to kind of slow some momentum down.
I thought that was a Daytona only thing. I'm like, okay, he won because it's Daytona, but full props to him. He rode great.
No, as a rider, I see like him, you know, him riding. It's not a Daytona only thing. Yeah. And tonight he had a really good pace. He had really good speed. That line and that one rhythm was really helpful for him. I should have done that, but
you didn't do it from the beginning.
No, I frame case it so hard in the heat race because I tried uncorking it like midway. Once I already got cleaned out, I'm like, oh, I might as well try this to see if it's available for the main. And then I think it got better. Like that pocket got a little steeper, which was nicer for. And he was doing it consistently, and it got him out of the main line and out of any of the ruts. But I'm stoked we're going. 2-2-2 with 3 heat wins. Like, just I have good momentum going, and I'm just stoked on how the season's going. So far.
I wrote this week, like, not only do you look more composed and able to turn it up if you need to or whatever, I also don't see any oh my god moments like in practice. Do you know what I mean? Like you've always had those. I don't see them. I see just a guy who's able to lay down heaters and jump what he wants and do what he wants.
Yeah, I think that a lot of that's like another like mindset thing. Like sometimes in the past, I think I would get into a panic and be like, I need to do something right now.
Sure.
But there's nothing like super spectacular that any of us can do or will do that's gonna result in a race win in any one moment, you know. And my qualifying, like if I qualify 7th in practice, like that's very normal for me. So. Like today, I qualified 4th. I was like, sweet. I was stoked. You know, I'm not a qualifying guy, but I've just learned to take what I can get and be in the present moment and do everything I can in each of those moments. And if I'm in 5th and I see the leaders getting away from me, like let it, you know, just do what you can because you can also get last tonight just as easily.
Sure.
So,
bike's good too, man. Whether it's Levi on the west or you guys out on the east, bike's good.
Yeah, bike's good. Yeah, they've done a really good job with power, with chassis. Bike's good. Yeah.
Cool. Good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Colt Nichols, first race back. I mean, you just handled Benny. Just beat Benny. I mean, you know, like that's got to feel really good. So suck it, Benny.
Yeah, suck it, Benny. No, man, it was good. We have a lot of areas we can improve on for sure. But for a first race back and, you know, kind of didn't really know where I was going to fit in. These guys are in the swing pretty heavy, and I lost a lot of race intensity, and it definitely reared its head. And
man, I was just getting eaten alive the first 5-6 minutes of these races, and that's expected. Yeah. And it'll come. Like, every time I was on the track, I got better. The bike got better. We learned a lot. So, I mean, good building block,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I dropped in after practice. You weren't very happy, you know, all of that. But, I feel like you turned it around a little bit, right?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we improved every time. Okay. It was just learning, and, I mean, dude, you just never know. Like, you set the bike up for riding that test track, and you come here, and you're like, good God. Like, it's just so different, and it definitely was that way tonight. But I feel like I adapted. We changed a lot of stuff. We got better and better, like I said, every time we were out. So I can hang my hat on that. I was happy with that. But, man, we got a long way to go and a lot of areas we can improve in. But first race, it's all right.
There's always the practice and test track, and then there's an actual race. So how's the fitness and all that?
Fitness, honestly, was good. I was really happy with the fitness. Like, I didn't feel like I was, like, down or anything. Body by Will had me really strong. And
hoping you were saying that your trainer sucked. But.
No, honestly, dude, I was really happy with how I felt. Shoulder feels like it held up really well. The track was, like, really slow, which I think, honestly, kind of helped me a little bit. I was going, making it a lot slower than what it should have been, but it was a slow track, so that kind of helped. But overall, like I said, I'm happy.
Yeah. What do you like about the bike? Obviously, you know, you were in preseason, hurt yourself. What do you like about it?
Right now, I feel like we're in a good spot, like, chassis-wise. There's always stuff you can improve with, but the bike is really balanced right now. It's got a really good feel to it. I think we need a little bit more ponies in a few areas, but I came off the gate like a rocket, heat race and the main, so that was good. Yeah. Good news for us. But just some improvements, some chassis-wise stuff. But, dude, the bike's in a way better spot than when I left it last. So yeah. I'm pretty happy with where we are. But, like I said, a lot of room to improve and a lot of things we can do better with.
Are you going to base yourself out of SoCal for the rest of the year?
Yeah, we're SoCal for the rest of the year. I like the group we got. You know, training with Will is good. He lives right down the road from me. We got Pierce, Ryder D., little Cole Davies, that little shithead. We got a good group.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll be there.
Wondering about East Coast stuff and all that, right? The dirt's so different. But, yeah. I mean, if this jerk-off is there, I guess you got to be there.
Dude, we've been getting spoiled. California's been raining, like, every other day, and the dirt's been sick, like the best it's ever been. So it's been a good off-season, and, like, feels like my off-season's been right now. It shouldn't have been, but it is. But, no, it's been good, man. I'm happy with where we're at.
Cool. Well, welcome back, man. Good to see you.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, Kenny, listen, it was a little bit tough track ruts-wise and dirt-wise, but – you were about the only guy able to move up in the main event. Was a lot, so I think you rode really well.
Yeah, I think so too, man. I've been really having a tough time, like, just not really happy, and it was hard, even though I forced myself to, but it was hard to have enthusiasm with my riding. So today I actually felt good on the track, like on the bike, like I felt comfortable, but then my lap time wasn't there, which I would much rather have it that way, because then I know that when the race comes around, I'm just a lot more comfortable.
Yeah.
My heat race wasn't the greatest. So I was super down and I didn't really talk much, and Larry would come in and I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. I just need to be left alone. Like, just leave me alone. And then, in the main event, I showed up though, mid pack start, and I just went to town and made passes. And, towards the end, the only place where I lost time is I couldn't find a good rut anymore to do the rhythm lane on the one end, you know, after the start.
Oh, yeah.
So I couldn't do the fast lane. I just did the three. I didn't do that anymore. So that cost me a shit ton of time.
Yeah.
But I also didn't want to risk, like, going double and then just going with a rut that I wasn't comfortable. So I ended up just kind of doubling, and that cost a lot of time. But that's when I lost everything. But, yeah, I was able to move up, and then I saw Cooper was right in front of me, and Jet wasn't far away either. I'm just happy to kind of be back on the podium with a ride like that, yeah.
Yeah, sure. It was real aggressive early, real fast, you know. Hey, going back to last week, you got in there, you're right behind the kid. We're like, oh, shit, here he comes. And it kind of slowly lost the tail. It's just
Yeah, I don't know. It's just I haven't been the same as in the beginning of the season. It's a tough pill to swallow for me as well, because when I'm good, I feel like I can do this every weekend all day. But then when I'm not, I'm like, what the F am I doing? You know what I mean? It's just not there. But then I don't know. I'm still learning every day too. You know, I don't have it all figured out. And then, we came back this weekend, have a podium. I'm going to try again next weekend.
Yeah. So they built a camber track, small double, no waves instead of whoops. Preparing for the rain. Did you like that? Were you a fan of doing that? Or would you like to just, hey, build a fucking normal track and we'll do that?
It depends. I think the gnarliness of the track overall made up for not having whoops.
Okay.
Having said that, I don't know why they didn't in the morning build a set of whoops. Like, there was plenty of time to just, like, take the rollers out. We knew there was no more rain coming, build a set of whoops.
Yeah.
But then they didn't. So, I don't know. It's kind of like give and take. Like I said, it wasn't like the rest of the track was smooth sailing and then would have been really easy. But because it was so ruddy and sketchy, it kind of made up for not having whoops. So, I guess for this round, I was okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, overall, it's a good night for you. So, you know, whatever the track was, you'll be happy with it. Triple Crown next week. We did a stat on my website. Your average finish was worse in Triple Crowns than a lot of the other guys, which I didn't really think about because I always thought you could win triple crowns. But, yeah, so what is it about these things?
I honestly, having the triple crowns, I never really gotten good starts.
Okay.
I mean, I did sweep Arizona.
Yep.
But I haven't gotten, like, really good starts. Like, they're important, you know. Yeah. So, I don't know. Okay. But Indy will be gnarly. You know, the dirt's really soft. I don't know why the hell they chose Indy for a triple crown race. But I'm kind of just curious how it unfolds, honestly. Right. So, I'm going to be a little cautious. And I think you have to let the race come to you. Because if it gets extremely ruddy, it's just there's going to be madness going on.
What's your pick for MXGP this weekend?
Yesterday I said Prado and Fevre. Prado because he got a little bit of a head start when it comes to the racing side of things. Now, it wasn't enough starts or races to, like, really pick up on the aggression. Because in 2011, I was really aggressive in MXGP, but I did the whole West Coast season, you know. I think Fevre, obviously, Geyser won the one. He's going to be up there. But for some reason, Prado has to start, so, you know, he's going to be good. But Fevre was awesome last year. I think the bike this year is really good, just from visually watching. But then again, you know, today Geyser won, so I think it'll be those three mainly. I think Jeffrey will take a couple of rounds, like how he always does, which is normal, you know, after not racing for a while. So, I don't know. Let's Geyser, I think, he could definitely win, but so could Fevre and Prado. It's a tough one. Those three, I think.
That's probably pretty smart. You're going to cover your bases with those three. So, okay. All right. Thanks, Kenny.
All right, cool. Later.
All right, Cody Shock. Yeah, that was the talk of the press box. Was the last turn. What'd you say to him, and what'd you think?
All I had to say was, "Are you kidding me?" Like, for seventh place, that's really it. But an 18-year-old's gonna pull an 18-year-old move, so kind of is what it is. Looking back, maybe I could have closed the door a little bit more. But at the end of the day, I'm not the one that clicked fourth and kept going. So, Drayson, you just move on.
Enough about that. Heat race, dude! Congratulations, that's awesome. Was Bonacci okay? Did he have a heart attack? What was his? Like, is he doing all right?
Bonacci's not even here this weekend, so I feel bad
shit.
For him. Yeah, but yeah.
Did somebody check him at home? Is he alive at home?
I guess so. I don't know. But
good job, man.
Thank you. Yeah, it was awesome. I knew I could do it. Just applied a great start and just led my laps. And
so at some point, McAdoo made a mistake or went down, or maybe was catching a little bit, and then you had to. 6 seconds? I mean, were you watching your board? Were you looking around?
Yeah, I could see the gap, and I was like, all right, just manage.
Yeah.
And did I ride a little tight at the end? Yeah, because I was like, I'm about to do something I've never done. So it was awesome.
No, that's really cool. It's a really good moment for you and the team and everything else, and, like, you've been underrated so far this year. So even with the last turn shenanigans, you're still in this thing?
Yeah, yeah. Very fortunate to be where I'm at right now and just want to keep clicking off and be the best version of ourselves.
So I heard from some guys, so Dirtworks guys, were like, hey, it's going to be a real tame track, real easy. But, yeah, you're shaking your head because everyone is the same, like the transitions, the ruts, everything.
No, this was the hardest track to double on,
yeah.
being completely honest. Yeah. But they did a fantastic job with this track. I literally called my dad this morning. I said, dude, Dirtworks can polish a turd.
Yeah,
I didn't think that track was going to be that good with all the rain that we had. So, props to them.
Yeah. Well, hey, good job on the heat race. That was super cool. I was stoked for you, the team, everything else. And, man, keep it up.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Cool. All right, Malcolm Stewart, first time I talked to you. Fell in the main event. It looked like a good ride after that, a good charge forward. But, damn it, the crash, right?
Yeah. We've been hitting the ground quite a bit this season. But I feel like overall I've been riding really, really good. I had a lot of great weeks, even leading up to all the races. This past race right now, I went outside and I was like, you know, maybe it's still fresh, and then marbles, and then I just washed the front end out and went down. But I was kind of like, well, there's four guys going to the inside. I mean, at least try something, right? Yeah, you know, we're taught not to follow, right? And just made one mistake. That was it. Went down, and we got up and made some really good passes and charged back up. And I think we ended up 10th, so 10th or 11th. But overall, I mean, when you crash like that, at least come back to 10th. Yeah, it's not something to be stoked over, but at least, you know, we could have been out of the race or something worse could have happened. Track conditions were tough. Overall, I want to give a huge shout-out to Dirtworks for the Mother Nature. I mean,
we were expecting
some real, like, San Francisco Junior. So the fact that we were able to actually have a pretty good racetrack for the night show was awesome. So
And this was not the track to fall on because everything was kind of basic for you dudes, right? So how was the weather, the mist and all that out there?
At first, in the halfway and in the main event, it was kind of like, you know, typical. Yeah. You know, just, but to be quite fair, believe it or not, for this track not to have whoops. The lap times are pretty good, right? Like, that was pretty good. That's another thing to think about. But and at the end of the day, you know, we're Supercross. It's what we use to go to the whoops. But looking forward to Indy. It'd be a triple crown. That's going to be a little little different. But at the end of the day, I'm just happy to walk out of here. They have P10, and look forward to fighting another day.
You have turned it around. Terrible start to the season. I thought Nathan was going to be on suicide watch between you and Christian. You've turned it around. You're riding better, qualifying better. I don't know if you made any bike changes, or is shit just going your way?
I wish I could say it's going my way a little bit better, but I pretty much hit the ground almost every weekend. You know what, really? A lot has to do with just, A, I would say not racing a lot, and B, like, just trying to find a setting on race day, you know, if you're not comfortable making those decisions. Of course, my suspension guys are doing the right things. I think it was just a lot to be me race conditions. When you take we ain't racing a whole year, you kind of start losing stuff, but we've just been putting a lot of good weeks, and things are, yes, they are starting to come around. We are riding a lot better. There is some flashes of me, so the old me is coming back.
Heat race a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, like there is some definitely flashes coming around, but we just need to get off the damn gate. That's the only thing that ain't came around yet, but again, we got triple crown. We got three times to get it done. All right.
Well, hey, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. Thanks, Michael.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, Jalik Swole, damn it, on a track like this, with that start and that charge and your third, without the fall, you might have done it.
It is what it is, you know. I got a good start. It was maybe fourth or fifth, I don't know. Passed in the third. I honestly felt really good. Just a little bobble, and it kind of escalated in the next left and kind of just tucked the front. And it's a bummer. I feel like it was a podium night. I feel like I was starting to get away from the guys behind me, but it is what it is. I'm proud to get up and kind of start going back forward again. So I feel like the speed was good. It is what it is. If I keep putting myself in those positions, it'll happen. So all good. I'm happy with it. Happy to get a little bit of payback from the heat race.
I was going to mention that.
Yeah, I'm just I'm tired of people feeling like they can just kind of push me around. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. I feel like I'm one of these guys, and honestly, I think it's bullshit that I'm the one that – I feel like my kindness on the track is kind of getting taken for whatever. So, yeah, no, I'm done getting pushed around. That shit's over, and I'm ready to fight.
How was the weather for the main event? Misting a little bit? Did it bug you?
I didn't even realize it was missing. I feel like that was more of the 450 main. Okay. But
maybe it was, yeah.
Yeah. But for us, I feel like it was good. Obviously, those sections were still pretty brutal, pretty soft. But honestly, I thought the track for what it looked like yesterday, I think it was good.
Yeah, I agree. I was expecting the worst, right?
Yeah, I was expecting single. So I'll take it. It was good.
Cool, man. Well, hey, good ride. Almost. Rode really well. Get him next week.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it. Cool. Thanks.
All right, Aaron Tanti, welcome to Back to America, 450 main event guy. Coming in, though, how'd you feel? Did you think you could do it? Like, how was it?
I mean, yeah, I'm coming back from injury, so I've only actually...
Brutal crash. We all saw it.
Yeah. So I've actually only rode five times on Supercross this year. So I flew back over the week before Daytona, did 5 days on the bike. And, you know, we just sort of made the decision, like, you know, I was riding well enough, but there's no practice like coming to the races. Yeah. So there was no expectations, but, you know, I ripped some good starts tonight and, felt good. Got to build on that fitness, really. So I had a bit of an off in the main event, just winded myself, but...
Not on the double, on the rhythm, and then, but it looked like it was the double.
Honestly, it was a really slow crash, but because I landed on top of a tough block, it's a long way down.
Yeah.
just took the wind and... I think I was sitting in P17, just, you know, cruising around. Didn't really have anyone behind me, so I was just getting it done. And just, yeah, them ruts out there were pretty brutal. It was a slow, like I said, a slow crash.
Looking at you in the heat, I looked at you for Pulp Fantasy, of course, right? Thinking about it. Look at the heat, yeah. I mean, don't take this the wrong way, but, yeah, your fitness looked like you were like, what am I doing up here? Like it took you a little bit, right? But, I mean, you haven't been on the bike. But, yeah, it looked like that was your biggest problem.
Yeah, I mean, and also it's – first race in this class. I watch a lot of these guys on TV, you know, and I was up there. I haven't rode conditions like this ever in my life, so I just made mistakes. I rode the first half good, and then I was just mistake, and you know, that's why we're here, just to get the experience and try and iron them things out.
Yeah, in the end, like, even though it was like a last second thing to come, I mean, yeah, main event, you can't ask for anything more. I mean, I think you got to be happy, right?
Yeah, I mean, I scored points, got into the main event on my first go, so super happy with that. And you know, the team's awesome. They've had my back, and they've built a really good bike as a privateer team.
I was going to ask you, how is the team and the bike? Because you've ridden some good stuff before.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I came from a factory team in Australia, like at the top of the game there. And honestly, you know, the 450 is obviously a little bit easier. You don't really need mega power. It's just about the setup, the suspension, and making you feel comfortable on that thing. And, you know, they've given me a really good package. I really like this new KX. It's unreal off the gate for me, and I showed that tonight. I said that to the guys. I'm like, this is a breeze to start on compared to, you know, a bit more of the meaty power from the Yamaha. So I'm super happy with the, you know, what we're doing. We actually haven't got to do much testing. I'm kind of just riding on what they did for Mitchell's setting. So we've, you know, we got to try and find some time to do some work.
Were you supposed to drive 250s for PR at one point? Never?
No, I was always 450. It's just something I wanted to do. I've had a lot of all my success in Australia on the 450. A bit of a, you know, a heavier rider, so the 250 is always a hard time for me.
And your crash that we all saw on Instagram that we all DM'd each other, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you have anything lingering from that, like injury-wise, or how do you feel?
I mean, I got pretty lucky out of that. I only, lucky as we can be, but,
you know. Your injuries.
Yeah. So I only, obviously I was just coming back from my World Supercross crash where I had 8 broken ribs and a broken thumb and stuff. So, you know, we're back on the bike just after that and, yeah, had that crash, and it was a bone in my shoulder called your glenoid.
Okay.
I think your labrum goes around it. So I was lucky enough that I actually only fractured the end off of that, and I didn't do any damage to my labrum. So I just went, I flew home, got surgery, just one screw.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I guess you did get kind of lucky, yeah.
Yeah, so my shoulder, like I said, I'd no shoulder, like my shoulder's strong.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of getting my fitness back now.
Right. Cool, man. Nice to see you here, and good job for week one. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Cool. All right, Marshall Welton. So they built the Tamer track. They thought it would be a mud race. It was not. It was actually pretty good. So how was, like, a easy track for you? Mind your own results. Just take us through it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can all agree that there is not a lot of easy obstacles on the track.
Okay. Just soft and ruts.
Yeah, and the downsides were still super sharp, and, you know, I mean, as far as the technicality of the rhythms, there's that one rhythm a lot of guys started doing. I never pulled the trigger on it. The 2-3 after the start. Yeah, I mean, I the only thing that made it easier is not having whoops. The rest was all pretty, pretty. It still felt pretty supercross. The offs on the tabletops, super difficult.
Yeah. I think there was a weird pocket on the rhythm after the finish.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. There's a lot of weird pockets. It went from really rolled off on the top to very steep right on the downsides. But overall for my riding, just feel like I've got a little bit more in me. I'm just like riding the track. I'm not really out there racing, and I'd like to get in that next group, the 6, 7, 8, 9 guys that are just, I'm about a second off, and I just need to find that. I've been working towards it, and you know, I do feel like I can contend there. I'm just not quite there on race day.
Crazy coast, like, this is nuts.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it definitely falls off a little bit after, you know, like the 12th, 13th place range. But those top 10 guys, man, they're hitters for sure.
Okay, thanks, Marsh.
Yep, thank you.